IT is very interesting in the context of across-the-board budget cuts for a couple reasons. One is, you know, now is the time in our history and at this inflection point we find ourselves where IT has this amazing lever-up ability to provide efficiency and productivity and other things in so many other areas. And the historical stat I always like to use is that over half of the Fortune 500 companies were founded in the worst economic times in our country's history, and often that was some inflection point in technology we took advantage of. The other point to make is that IT is a part of almost everything we do nowadays. And from a cut perspective, if you're looking at across-the-board cuts, there isn't just a category that says IT. It's ingrained in our mission. It's ingrained in the way we interface with citizens and Americans and how we do the work of government inside. And so it's thinking about cuts as programs get cut, as other things get cut, IT will definitely be swept up in that to some degree.
But I guess the difference is someone can look at a program and say, well, we should upgrade this system or this network or this database, or we should move to the cloud, or we should go to virtualization, or whatever the should is, and say, we're just not going to do that now. And then that has that trickle-down effect to the mission, to the services, to citizens. Is there a concern on your end around that trickle-down?
Certainly. A lot of what we look at in IT is around the capital expenditure it does to do new things. In many cases, you have to spend a little to get a lot of benefit, and the inability to spend a little with cuts will definitely have a trickle effect in the latter stages of that, and maybe actually hurt efficiency on the back end of some of the benefit we would see by investing in technology when the time is right.
Have you guys gone through any of the IT investments and talked to agencies about what could happen to those investments if sequestration takes effect? I mean, I know it's even cuts across the board, but is it more people that's going to get affected, or more actual software, hardware implementation, so projects that get affected?
The effect will vary by agency, and we are working with agencies to really give them guidance holistically around sequestration. It's up to the agencies, depending on how they're managing resources, to decide what's getting cut, what's getting managed through, and maybe taking a decline. And so IT is definitely a part of almost all of those things on the people side, the contracting side, the implementation side, the mission side, and everything else. And so we've been doing a lot of intense planning with agencies to work through how are you going to manage this stuff. And IT has been part of that conversation, but not a separate category of the conversation.
From your office's perspective, have you guys worked with agencies specifically around any specific IT programs? And if you can't mention the agency, maybe, but at least give me a sense of the types of projects that your agencies are maybe coming to your office saying, hey, we do need some help on this issue. Or is there any specific guidance that your office has been giving agencies?
We've been focused a lot holistically on the agency. One area we have been paying very close attention to, and we need to pay close attention to, is cybersecurity, and thinking through how is cybersecurity affected by across-the-board cuts. And it's not much like IT generally, cyber isn't just its own category, it's a part of everything. But it's a scenario where across-the-board cuts put you on your heels, where you can't be proactive, you can't be driving kind of in a proactive direction and anticipating and working through the evolving threat that exists there.
Cyber is obviously one big initiative. The cyber executive order recently came out that the president signed, but you have other initiatives from your office, whether it's cloud or mobile or digital government. Do you see a effect across those areas? Again, I know it's agency by agency, and it's not IT on its own, but an agency who says, well, we were going to move our email systems to the cloud and now we're not. Are you hearing anything like that?
I think we're going to see a scenario where, as decisions are made on, where to invest, where can we invest, a few things happen. One is across-the-board cuts will just have a material impact on the lack of having capital expenditure to go do some of this stuff. And then two is, I think there's the uncertainty that's presented with these motions, the fact that we still don't have a full-year budget. We're faced with these cuts. We don't know what's coming down the road from an allocation standpoint. It's really hard to look to the future and to say, as an IT expert, here's how I'm going to invest. Here's where I'm going to spend the money to get even out-year savings and to drive productivity or citizen services within my agency. So we think that it's sort of not only beyond the material aspects of a cut, but the confidence and the assurance that money and investment is going to be there for me to keep the mission ball going forward on the agency is going to be really hurt through a process. And the budget uncertainty is definitely a big factor there.
You guys had a CIO offsite maybe a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago now. Did this come up at the CIO offsite, and was there discussion around it that you could kind of reference?
Well, in 2009, we effectively froze IT spending. spending was less about a freeze and more about how are we smartly managing IT spending. On my watch, we've taken it down a little bit, but largely kept IT spending across government flat. And the budget guidance I put out there in the formulation for the next year's budget and the spirit behind our initiatives like Portfolio Set and others have been one where we're really inspiring agencies to think about a cut and invest strategy. How do I look across my portfolio, figure out what's not working, stop things that aren't working, you know, invest in things that are working and take that across everything we do. And so we definitely throughout that offsite, I talked about our budget guidance and what we're doing, which sort of captures the spirit of what we're doing here. But the important distinction is one, those kind of smart cuts are how you would run a business. They're surgical. You think about really doing valuation of your entire portfolio and kind of go in and do that, where sequestration like what cut is just much more generic across the board, and then it affects and has ripple effects into areas that aren't just controlled by IT and other things. And so they're not a way you would run an organization if you had a choice.
But doesn't that go from a cut and invest strategy to a cut and cut strategy?
Yeah, kind of. And what you want to make sure you do is to make sure that people, I always talk about innovate with less and do more with less. And how are we doing things with, you know, on a flat or declining budget, how do you manage to deliver service and innovate? And I think in the last 4 years, we have done incredible innovation across the federal IT portfolio. And it's a testament to the value of doing that surgical work. What you don't want to see is a mentality in the federal IT landscape that says I can do less with less and I just have to manage down my budgets. And I think the budget uncertainty, the broad cuts through sequestration and other things will hopefully not inspire that, but we definitely have a confidence problem out there.